Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Philippians chapter 4 today, verses 14 through 16. That's Philippians 4, 14 through 16. Paul goes on and says, "Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again." Now, I'm just going to tell you, folks, that when God supplies, and God is our supply at all times, He uses people. Now, keep in mind, and let me put it this way, most often uses people. God is our supply. Don't think that humans are the ones who are going to take care of you. Don't feel like you've got to take care of yourself. God is your supply. He is the one that takes care of all your need. He's the one, He's your resource, but He often uses people. Now, these Philippians demonstrated God's kindness to them by sharing financially with Paul. And not only that, as we see here, they kept it up as well. And they had done that in the past. And what I want to do today is I want to show you that scripturally, if we really are content, like I touched on at the end of last challenge on Friday, if we truly are content in whatever situation we're in, whether we're abounding or whether we're in need, we'll be generous people. Because that's what the scripture teaches. In Galatians chapter 6, listen to verse 6. Galatians 6:6 says this, "Let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches." In other words, if you're being taught the word by somebody, the Bible says you're to be generous and to share all good things with the one who teaches you. In Ephesians chapter 4, listen to verse 28. It says, "Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor doing honest work with his own hands so that he may have something to share with anyone in need." Again, all through the scripture, we see the generosity that God is teaching that His children are supposed to have. They're supposed to be giving people. We, over the years, as pastors, have had people ask us, "Well, how much should I give in the church? Am I bound to the tithe? Am I mandatory the 10%?" and all this stuff. And I've said over the years, the Bible teaches that we should be people that give more than the tithe. There's tithes and offerings, and we should be a generous people. We should be a people that show the heart of the Father and give much, because we actually believe the Father will take care of us, and therefore we share it. Listen to another passage. Listen to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. Hebrews 13, 16 says this, Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Folks, I could go on and show you that true believers, true people that understand what true contentment is and that God is their supply, are good and generous people. They're willing to share. As Paul said, "It was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no other church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. And even in Thessalonica, you sent my help for my needs once and again." He had gone from Philippi to Thessalonica, and even though he was no longer there, they kept supplying his need there. They were generous, and they had not opportunity to give to him, but now they had opportunity again, and they were sending some more money to Paul through Epaphroditus while he was in prison there in Rome. And, well, let me say it to you again. When God supplies, because God is our supply, He most often uses people. Can He use you? Are you someone that He could use today? Are you someone that He could use to bless somebody? That He could demonstrate His love for them through you in a financial gift? Oh, I don't want you to stop giving to your local church, because I think the Bible teaches we're to bring some money to the storehouse. I don't think we're under any legal obligation of it have to be 10%, but I'm going to challenge you to be willing to give more than 10% to your local church. Just have an understanding that we're to be people who are generous. And on top of the 10%, where else do you supply? Are there missionaries that you could support? Are there people that are heading on, a young person going on a mission trip that you could help send some money for them to go? Are there preachers that are teaching you the word that you could share with them? What is the way in which God could use you to demonstrate His grace towards somebody who's in need? Be generous. It'll show that you're content. Oh, and by the way, I don't have time to take you through all the scriptures that talk about the measure with which we sow will also reap. It'll come back to us, pressed down, shaken together. If you're generous, God will give you actually more, the Bible says, in order to be more generous in the future. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.